To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Time now to Mark of the Week, the little piece of news and current events that's as popular as Help Yourself at the Corrie Lounge. Gary Lineker, 7, for reminding us speaking your mind isn't a crime and having an opinion doesn't mean you can't talk about football. Hugh Grant, 8.
What are you wearing tonight then?
Just my suit.
For telling it like it is. Paul Keating, 8.
You ought to do the right thing and drum yourself out of Australian journalism.
For telling it like it is. Stuart Nash, 6.
Of course I know what's going on in my city.
Big price to pay for being honest, eh? Of course he broke the rules, and no, you don't do what he did, but he did. I mean, ask yourself, why did he do what he did? Frustration, of course. Morgan Wallen, 8.
How's it going?
Opened his world tour. He sold the place out. He's got 5 of the top 10 spots on the Billboard charts this week. He is living the dream. Shane Van Gisbergen, 4. Because as good as you may be, you got to behave like a champion, not just drive like one. The RMA replacement law, 3. Watch this. It's 3 waters all over again in terms of co-governance. They're not learning their lesson. They're as sneaky as this lot. Ram raid statistics, 3. Too many mistakes against a backdrop of deep suspicion anyway. We all know what we see and feel on crime. Health stats, 3. Same deal. How is it the state can count or keep numbers straight? Or can they? And they just don't want to tell us. The break is 7. Fell at the final hurdle, but flew the flag brilliantly all year, of course. The UK, 6. 6. No recession after all. New Zealand, 4.
A lot of different timing things here.
Yeah, a lot of different timing things here. Minus 0.6. I think we're already in a recession, aren't we? Australia, 8.
G'day, Mark. Good on you.
Now, say what you want about subs, but they're in the big league now. They are in serious regional players, and we should be grateful they have a vision we can tag along with. Poll, 6. Climate change, 1, was misrepresented after all the noise and all the alarmism. Barely a majority of people think we should do more on climate change. The headlines didn't tell you that. Polls, 6. The co-governance, 1, was misrepresented as well. A large majority of us have a decent idea of what it's all about. The headlines didn't tell you that. Polls, 6. I bet you Chris Luxon enjoyed having COVID more than he did his preferred Prime Minister number. The CRL, 2. It's too late to stop it, but how high do you think the bill is? How late do you think the delivery is, and where the hell do you think the money's coming from, eh? The carers COVID court case, 8. Another win over a government that bulldozed its way through the pandemic and forgot about reason and common sense and favoured fear in the pulpit of dictate. The Greens, 3. They must feel as bad as Luxon, except they're supposed to be in the government. And that's the week. Copies on the website. And the good news was virtually all of us here got our savings out of SVP in time.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.